Welcome to Onc Live On Air. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Ludmila Bazanova, MD, about the FDA approval of sunvozertinib for patients with EGFR-mutated metastatic non-small cell lung cancer. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Bazanova discussed the significance of this approval, key efficacy and safety data from the pivotal Phase 1-2 Wukong 1B trial, and how the use of sunvozertinib in the non-small cell lung cancer treatment paradigm may propel future possibilities for the use of EGFR-directed agents in this disease.
What is the significance of the FDA approval of sunvozertinib for the treatment of platinum-pretreated non-small cell lung cancer with EGFR exon 20 insertion mutations?
While sunvozertinib adds another treatment option for patients with EGFR exon 20 insertions, currently, at least in the U.S., the standard of care is determined by Papillon trial in first line, which establishes carboplatinum, pemetrexate, amivantanab as a standard first line treatment option. And so sunvozertinib can be used after carbapemi-ami as a second line treatment option.
What unmet needs did this approval seek to address?
We used to have mobocertinib, which was an EGFR TKI, but it is no longer has an FDA approval. And therefore, this treatment adds an oral, convenient treatment option for our patients.
What is the mechanism of action of the agent?
Sunvozertinib is an oral, irreversible, selective EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitor. It technically targets both EGFR and HER2, but the development and approval is specific for patients with EGFR exon 20 insertion mutations.
And now, talking about Wukong 1, what was the design of the study and which specific patient population was enrolled?
It was a Phase 2 global study to look at the antitumor efficacy of sunvozertinib at two dose levels, 200 and 300, in patients who were platinum pretreated and have EGFR exon 20 insertion. And patients were treated with sunvozertinib once daily until discontinuation criteria were met. And there are certain things during the randomization. Patients were stratified by brain mets at baseline, a number of prior systemic cancer, anti-cancer therapy. The primary endpoint for the study was a blinded independent review committee assessed objective response per RECIST 1.1, and then pretty standard secondary endpoints, which include duration of response and progression-free survival.
What efficacy data led to this approval?
The Wukong trial enrolled 184 patients and showing the overall response rate of 54.3%, and confirmed complete response was achieved in about 2.9% of patients.
What was the safety profile of this agent?
The sunvozertinib is an EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitor. So we expect the side effects to be similar to other EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors, and which were seen in the Wukong trial. We saw diarrhea, skin rash, increased in CPK, and majority of those treatment-related adverse events were grade 1 or grade 2.
How does this approval potentially open the doors for similar types of these sort of EGFR inhibiting agents to come about in the future?
We already have a proof of concept of EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors being effective in EGFR exon 20 space, which was mobocertinib. So sunvozertinib kind of falls into the same pathway. So I think the door was opened with mobocertinib, and sunvozertinib is just another option which gained an FDA approval.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Onc Live On Air. Check back throughout the week for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of Enclave on Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to Enclave on Air.